listening to Munch, a podcast and website where we pair meals with movies. I'm Matthew McConaughey.
And I'm Ben.
I'm Leanna.
And this week, we're doing an iTunes roulette.
Oh man, so Matthew McConaughey doesn't say it with the roulette. He goes French with that. iTunes roulette.
Is there a reason for that, Matthew?
Just keep living.
Good enough reason. All right, well,
we pulled some strings this week, got Matthew McConaughey in. But as Matthew said, thank you for joining us, by the way, Matthew.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It's a bummer Andre couldn't be here.
Oh, well, I'm just happy to be here on such a special occasion.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, you haven't been here before, so let's go over the rules one more time for Matthew.
Yeah.
In this case.
All right.
But one player is going to wear the roulette hat, and that's going to be me this week. Sorry, Matthew, that it can't be you, but hey, we have an order to these things. And so I'm going to take four picks based off of Matthew's and Liana's starting movie pick, pick our ultimate movie. There's a few other rules. So Matthew, here's the script that I just gave you. Do you want to read off of this?
Now it looks like you can have four clicks to get to a movie, but you can get extra clicks by taking a shot.
That is correct, Matthew. That was not on the script. But true to form, Matthew, just like we love you and just like we know you, did not stick to script. But
I have never read a script in my entire life.
We can tell.
That makes your work even more amazing, knowing that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I would love to know how they edit together a proper story, but you know.
I bet it takes three times.
Well, if you've seen some of the movies I've been in, you know that story isn't always the most important part.
No, it is most definitely you, Matthew.
You are the most important part.
That's kind of it, right? We don't need to go over anything else. I mean, there's a few other rules.
I got the gist of it.
Like, hey, don't pull out phones during this. There's a few other, like, fun rules that we have in. Go listen to the first episode of our iTunes roulette. Other than that, should we just jump in? Matthew, are you deciding? Are you going to...
Well, Leanne and I have been in contact this week talking about what movie you would like. And
okay.
I think we both decided that you like me as an actor, and I'm aware of that. And
you're not wrong, Matthew.
And I thought maybe we could go with one of my finest pieces.
Ooh.
I worked with a good friend of mine, Channing Tatum.
Okay.
On this movie.
Would this be Magic Mike?
This would indeed be Magic Mike.
Oh my gosh.
And I brought a very special prop, very special piece of my costume.
Oh geez.
I wanted to share with you.
This is about... you shouldn't have.
The extent of my costume.
You shouldn't have. Matthew.
This is the
same. Wow, it's a very special hat.
For our listeners' sake, Matthew McConaughey has just presented Ben with the very cowboy hat that he wears as a character.
Hat.
Yes.
Oh
this
my
is the
gosh.
Hat that Dallas
that
wears.
Is the hat.
I do not know how you pulled this
in
off.
In Magic
but,
Mike.
Whew, I'm not even sure if I can wear this, but I'm just going to go ahead and put it on.
It looks better on you than it did on me.
That's debatable. But I like how it feels.
Yeah.
It feels good.
May still have a little baby oil in there.
I can only hope so. All right, so Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
Not the XXL version.
Well,
so
Dallas
I just need
isn't
a,
in that one.
So, true. Not to say, I mean, Matthew, your presence was most definitely missed. But if I can figure out a way to get to XXL.
Well, it's already under related movies, so you're not
there
far.
There is some incredible choices here. I'm going to take over the remote. I'm just going to speak through what I'm thinking. So there's Magic Mike XXL. Great. White House Down.
Never heard of it.
I don't know.
I
22
hope
Jump Street, which I haven't seen. I've seen 21 Jump Street, though.
We've seen both.
In true to form, there's 21 Jump Street. Ocean's 12. Love it. Mm. No, I do not like Ocean's 12. I like Ocean 13.
Which is also an option.
Full Frontal.
Like a number 13.
And Behind the Candelabra, which is like...
What?
The odd one.
Out. That looks like I was made straight for HBO.
All right. I'm just going to put this out here. I think while you two were trying to find movies you want to watch, I'm more interested in finding the weirdest movie we could watch.
Oh boy. You're feeling dangerous.
I am feeling dangerous. So I'm going to go a little deeper and go Magic Mike XXL.
Here we go.
Doubling down.
Not a whole lot of change.
But I do see a loop here between Magic Mike and Magic Mike XXL.
True.
That is true.
What to expect when you're expecting? That does not sound like a film Matthew McConaughey would be interested in. Is that correct, Matthew?
That sounds like the kind of movie that I would be in about 10 years ago.
So true.
Your history...
Not a whole lot of options, actually.
No. You have had quite the history with the movies you've been in. I'll say that, Matthew.
Can I just say that the freeze frame here with Channing Tatum is epic?
It is epic. Like, I could just watch Magic Mike's. I prefer XXL, if I want to be honest.
Now, let's think here. You've used one click.
Yeah.
You got three more. You click on Magic Mike, yep. And that's two clicks.
Yep.
Click on XXL. So it would be
Magic Mike and not XXL.
And then you're at three.
That's the issue.
You might have to add in a 21 Jump Street or something. But then that gets risky because then you're entering Jonah Hill territory.
Like, I was hoping Magic Mike XXL would, like, open up this whole other realm, and I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, I thought maybe Step Up would make an appearance here.
Yeah. All right. 21. I'm going to go 21 Jump Street for my second pick. Oof. There.
Now you see me. Now, I've heard a lot about that movie.
Oh my God, yeah.
I have.
I believe that is Kevin Spacey. No, I actually do want to watch that. And there is a sequel, I will say.
You could freeze.
How many does he have left?
Now, that'd be two.
There's a sequel to Now You See Me.
Yeah.
There's a sequel. I could pick 22 Jump Street and then hope Now You See Me. Wait.
You think if you choose a sequel...
Yeah.
That'll, a related so pick.
Similar to Magic Mike and Magic Mike XXL.
Now you have two more clicks. Am I right? So
yeah,
if you click on Now You See Me, you might get Now You See Me 2.
I don't want to watch Now You See Me 2.
That's true.
Yeah, but then you'll enter another loop.
That's true.
If you click Now You See Me, then you'll find Now You See Me 2. And then you could click that, and then you'd be able to do Now You See Me.
Okay, so I pick one here, and then it is on the next selection of related that I have to choose the movie we watch.
Correct? That's how I'm understanding these rules.
Wait.
I could go back to Magic Mike, and we would be watching Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah, that would be fine with me.
But I've also wanted to do Magic Mike XXL for the blog, for an actual post.
True.
Which presents us with a problem. So I'm going to go 22 Jump Street, because I'm going to save Magic Mike XXL for us. Is that fair?
Yeah, we'll do it.
We had an idea for that, at least.
I'm only it's here not a good this idea, this not only.
But it's an idea.
All right,
so 22 Jump Street. So I'm picking one here. Ooh, Dylan Dog.
What?
I could just watch Pain and Gain again.
And Now You See Me, Now You Don't. What? Now You See Me's gone.
Now You See Me is gone.
I have some interest in Bad Company just because, like, you think Hopkins, you think horror film, but then you see Chris Rock on the cover and he's got a smile. So I might want to watch a trailer for Bad Company. I agree, Leanna, it's very interesting. If I wanted us to watch a horrible film, we could probably just watch Dylan Dog.
Now that does have a subtitle and it is Dead of Night.
Dylan Dog, Dead of Night. I feel like they needed another DVD. With a little Brandon Routh action.
You can also buy shots. We did actually, Ben, you should know, we have prepared shots
for you.
Oh,
I know, I saw the wild turkey.
Oh, I tried to hide it.
I think something was going to happen.
I brought that straight from Kentucky.
What? From the distillery itself?
From the distillery itself.
You are the creative director.
So let me get this straight, Matthew. You flew from wherever it is that you normally live. I'm going to guess Texas. You flew to Kentucky to pick up this...
Well, that's where I'm working.
Yeah, okay. So you flew there, and then you picked up your wild turkey, and then you flew to Seattle to be here.
Now only, you got that right.
Only for his biggest fans.
That's so sweet of him. Wow.
Like that.
Thank you.
That cost more than I would have been able to fly.
Yeah.
So,
well, let me just say wild turkey.
All right, Ben, you got to make a choice here.
All right. This is tough. We could watch White House Down.
Do we want to go for it or watch a trailer first?
Our collective and by wishes we, I mean you. For the current White House administration to go down.
Oh, that could be interesting.
I may have seen that movie, but I'm not sure.
Oh, this is another one of those for you. You know what? I'm gonna take a shot.
Ooh.
For two more picks.
Okay.
All right.
We can do that afterwards.
Yeah.
But you already know what you're taking.
Oh, you know I do.
A little taste of Kentucky.
And I'm gonna go into Bad Company.
Oh, interesting.
So this is pick one.
Uh-huh.
And the movie we watch is in this selection.
Now you got some options here.
There are definitely some options.
Oh, Pirates
here.
Of the Caribbean, but I wanna do that later. I wanna do a post for that. Wow, so many Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's a new Pirates of the Caribbean film coming out, so we should probably do that this year.
Yeah.
Now, I never
we just
saw...
watched Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, Takers! Oh my god, Takers.
What
yes.
is Takers?
That is another Paul Walker movie.
Is that Idris Elba?
Yes.
Ooh.
No, the cast is all just like ridiculously good-looking men.
Wait, is this the one we talked about that
now
one
I wasn't
we
in that
movie?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I saw it with Aaron Nekio. All we did was look up the cast and we were like, that's the movie we're gonna see.
But you also don't remember anything about it, correct?
I remember nothing about it. Except there's a really nice scene where all of the men walk out of a fog.
And just
it is. It is
good.
No, they're all in suits. Mm. Yeah, it is. It is solid.
This is tough. All right, question.
I've
Andre.
Never seen National Treasure 2.
I've before. Never seen National Treasure 1. Can I jump into 2?
Now, all you need to know about 1 is there's a map on the back of the Constitution that Nicolas Cage follows to its conclusion and finds a little treasure, a national treasure. Now,
wait, don't I get
I
one more
seen
pick?
Two.
I think you do.
I think I get one more pick.
I got one more pick.
Because it'd be like 6.
And you're trying to watch National Treasure 1. Is
so
what
like going into Bad Company was 4. So me picking here would be 5.
Yeah,
and then
you
I'd
get
be
one
on
more
the
pick.
Next screen.
Yeah.
Now that just adds up.
Oh, jeez. Do we go Takers? I'm hoping from like, or do I go National Treasure 2?
I'm kind of in for National Treasure. Not that it's my choice, but
I would love to watch National Treasure with you folks. With you fine people.
Okay.
Now, what? I have a dog in this fight, but this dog don't bite.
Let's, tell us about your dog here.
Oh, now my dog is National Treasure.
Okay.
But, Ben,
yeah,
this dog don't bite, so ultimately it comes down to you, and I'm not going to force you to make a decision.
Geez. This is tough. This is... Neither of you told me how tough this is.
Yeah, right? It is really hard.
Like, it's not easy.
Mm-mm.
We could just watch Apollo 13.
Scott,
What's shaking bacon?
Now, y'all have to explain that rule to me, because I don't know how that one works.
The first player who spots a Kevin Bacon movie during the clicking phase and shouts, "What's shaking, Bacon?" receives the honor of choosing drinking rules and being the drink police. If no one finds Kevin Bacon, the rules are decided by committee.
Well, it looks like you're drink police tonight. Mm. That's fun. Mm. But you need to make a choice.
We're going to watch National Treasure.
Yeah, we are.
Nah, I think that's a great pick.
I think everyone's on board with that.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I feel like we got to a weird place, too.
We did get
like,
to a
Like, we got to National
place.
Treasure from Magic Mike.
Now, this is another Jerry Bruckheimer film. Same man who made Con Air. I think we're in for a treat.
Is Con Air a favorite of yours, Matthew?
Watch a Nicolas Cage film every weeknight. And now I won't have to break that streak.
Wow. Learn
Thanks,
something
guys.
New about
wow.
you.
All right.
Matthew.
Let's watch this
on
movie.
Watch. I'm excited for you to watch this movie with us. That's
yeah,
all I can
I'm
say.
Excited yeah. too.
Here we go.
You can hear it. And we're back. But unfortunately, we lost Matthew McConaughey.
You had to go.
But hey. We are plus one Andre Wyatt. So.
Yeah, it's really great to have you back, baby.
Yeah,
I just missed
Matt. I missed Matt.
I know, but...
You also missed a lot of the movie, if we want to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I had seen it before.
Yeah, that's true. You've seen it twice.
Twice,
yes.
Can you actually catch the audience up on, like, the circumstances in which you viewed the movie for the first 2 times? Because I find it funny.
Okay.
Why did you view it the second time?
I saw it once because I wanted to see it.
That was in 8th grade?
Yeah.
Right when it came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my it was one of those, like, every class is trying to raise money through donations for something or other, and the class that wins gets a prize.
Yeah.
And my class won, and the prize was the whole class got to go see National Treasure.
What a prize.
Like a week after I saw it.
So you saw back to back.
Yeah.
Were you at all excited about that?
No, I wasn't that excited about it.
Like, that sounds like the worst, like, prize to
like,
get.
Like, you already know all the secrets and all the surprises.
Did you see it with friends the first time or something, or was it, like, family?
I think it was, like, a family thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, family movie.
Oh, really?
Ooh, that's
like,
unfortunate.
Did your sister know?
It was, like, a PG-13. I don't remember. This movie didn't stick out much, except for the fact that I saw it twice.
Yeah, you're right. This movie doesn't stick no. out much.
No.
Well, I learned a lot about history and the Freemasons. Mm.
That may or may not have been factual. They might have been alternative facts for entertainment purposes.
As far as I can tell, it's like historical in the same way that Hamilton's historical, where it's like it's all based on a true story, but like they take some liberties for storytelling.
Both of Leanna and I's faces are just like, well,
not quite.
I imagine Hamilton's rooted in a little bit more history than National Treasure is.
Yeah, Lin-Manuel did do a good amount of research and writing in historical places.
And based it off Ron Chernow's biography of Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, but he did definitely take liberties.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
A ton.
Yeah, but they were more like
to allow for the plot of the play to move forward,
yeah.
And not just,
oh,
like,
no, we're talking about National
making
now?
Stuff up a whole club.
No, they filled in things about characters and relationships and not historical events. Whereas, like, this movie was like,
the historical events in this movie, I think, were true. The biggest thing they made
I like
up.
How Andre is so, like, vociferously like, no, National Treasure is true. Here
ish.
At the wall, I want to believe.
No, okay. As far as what I can tell from some cursory Googling,
yeah,
it's mostly true except for the whole underground tunnel under Trinity Church. That one
and
is,
the
like,
whole National Treasure thing. Like, the National Treasure, or
well,
international
there
treasure,
is,
depending on how you categorize
there
it.
There may be a lost, like, Freemason's treasure.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
There's an actual national
treasure. There are like 18 missing ships or something like
well,
that.
What are we doing here recording a podcast when we could be finding the national treasure, you guys?
Because Nicolas Cage already solved it.
God damn it, Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Ruins everything.
Ugh, the worst.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? You can't compete with the greatness.
Well, for those of our listeners who have not seen National Treasure, should we do a quick... Actually, should we... Yeah, should we do a quick description? I also
we might as well.
I also think it's worth noting that Andre/Matthew and I set up this evening in preparation for a Matthew McConaughey movie.
Did you want a Matthew McConaughey movie?
No. We
I had
we
a dog in
expected
this fight.
To not like watch a Matthew McConaughey movie.
Yeah,
it's just that we knew we were starting with one and we wanted to like fully embrace that, and the fact that we ended up without Matthew McConaughey makes it even better.
Yeah.
So, like, we got...
I do kind of regret my choice
I'm
now.
Curious if the listeners
do
can
you?
Hear our dog just, like, howling in the background
That's
right now.
That's a great question.
Like,
she's going off.
She's really going
she
off.
She has some thoughts.
She figured out the next piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Guys, come down here. Come down here now. I thought I figured it out.
The next clue's in the back of the Declaration of Independence.
I used my Polaroid camera toy to figure it out.
Yeah.
Sounds like our dog. Okay, she stopped. Okay, but for the record, we had a cowboy hat that we got one day delivery from Amazon. Thank you, Amazon. We got barbecue.
Yes.
Yes.
From Jack's Barbecue in Seattle, Washington.
Thank you so much for a delicious meal. I very much enjoyed the sausage that had cheese in it.
Yes.
What? That
yeah.
was so good.
It reminds me of like, didn't Oscar Mayer do that with their hot dogs
yeah, but
in
that's
like the
not
90s?
The same.
It probably
it was
wasn't
just,
as good
it's not
either.
The same.
I think I enjoyed this as much as I enjoyed that then.
And we also had
at the time
and we also had wild turkey. So like we went all
wild
out.
Turkey whiskey.
Yeah.
Not just wild turkey whiskey. If wild turkey is not a brand name you know or trust.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Matthew McConaughey is the creative director of that brand,
yeah.
and that's
so
why
you should
had,
be you should
that's
pay attention.
We did not get you a Lincoln car.
Mm.
No, But we did end up watching a movie that showed Lincoln a couple times.
This podcast
is close.
Sponsored by Lincoln. We wish, because we'd be driving nicer cars if it was.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay, anyway.
Would any of us drive a Lincoln?
No, but...
I'd rather drive a Lincoln than a Honda Civic.
I would rather drive... I mean, I guess I would rather drive the Lincoln than no car at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sure, Lincoln, if you want to hook us up with cars,
yeah. We'll talk about your cars. We'll keep talking about your cars
if you give us at least three.
Okay, but the movie. Should we...
Where are you going to park your other car?
On the street. I'll figure it out.
We don't need two cars, babe. We'll sell
the Honda.
He asked for three.
Oh. There's only two of us. Scout can't drive.
The third one's for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I thought...
Jeez.
Okay.
So, National Treasure.
Wow. Talk about the movie.
Scout can't drive.
This is... one, this movie's not good.
Two, this movie's great.
It basically just, like, very... It just strings you along throughout the entire narrative without, like, any actual investment in, like, what it is. Like, you know every time they get to a clue, there's just going to be another thing. And so, like, those moments when they're bluffing and lying, you know there's another... You know they're, like, they have an ace in their sleeve that they're going to pull out because they've been doing it the entire film.
Yeah.
So it pulls all, like, interest or... excitement from all those scenes because you know they have something up their sleeve.
But then you feel like you know, like you figured it out. Like, you don't know what the answer is, but you know that there's a twist.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
You
like
solved
Riley...
the worst riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't know. I think we're... I guess we're struggling to actually describe this movie because probably not much happens in it. They just go from, like, clue to clue to clue to clue without much actual story to
That's really all there is. There is zero character development. Like, everyone is exactly the same from start to finish.
There's no arc. Oh, all right.
The accident guy did some... There's one character
Riley
in the movie, and his bit is that he has a lot of accidents.
What's his arc? He gets a Ferrari?
No, at one point it solves a mystery and it's really exciting because he's been having accidents the whole movie and he's been
kind of
really dumb.
Character development though.
Like it's the only
arc.
Person
that is a definition
know,
of an
I will
arc.
Say though, to his credit, I'm going to call him Jared because I don't think Jared listens to this podcast and I did.
What? Wow. Some friend.
Well, I don't know.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
if he does, I'll find out because he'd be like, "Yeah, I can't believe you said I act like that guy in that movie because it's really embarrassing."
That
it
movie
is embarrassing.
I haven't seen.
But anyway, he does act more bravely later on. Like, there's a scene where he pulls. Oh my gosh, I don't even remember her name, but she's the lady.
I don't remember her name.
Right?
They don't say her name.
I don't remember Accident Boy's name. I know Ben's name and that's it.
Yeah. I remember she was like from Saxony, Germany.
I do remember that as well, but I don't know
her
name.
She was a doctor. The Declaration Lady.
I don't even know
the Declaration
who the
lady.
Actor is.
He grabs her from getting hit by an oncoming truck, which is pretty great. And then he, at another point, actually makes...
Abigail Chase.
Wow, I would not have ever guessed that.
Okay.
But in another scene, he jumps from, like, a falling bridge to, like, a ledge. And that was impressive, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm struggling to find reasons to build a character arc here. Like, I don't think...
I mean, I guess she starts in, like, this very staunch and, like, governmental role, and then... Towards the end, she is someone who is more interested in the search of national treasure and hidden treasure.
Yeah.
See, I
mean,
all,
really the character
like
arcs were very,
I,
like...
I think the fact that she had the buttons to begin with shows that she was always a treasure hunter at heart. And that if
so
anything,
she broke out of that, though. That's, like, character
development. Well, she went from collector...
I don't know if it is. I think it was more survival... Because Nick Cage pretty much forced her into this path where she was just like, well, you know, I can go back to the life I lived and basically be arrested because what I did was questionable, or I can just kind of continue with this and see where it goes since I'm a treasure hunter at heart anyway. So I'm really pushing for this. Zero character development. No, I think no, we have no. to All watch right. National Treasure 2. I disagree. Too,
no, please, no, Leanna. What are you?
I disagree on two accounts. You don't have to watch two, and she went from collector to hunter. Okay, but
we'll watch the third one when it inevitably comes out in like 3 years.
I think there was a bare minimum.
Quiet. Like, there's no reaction from us. It's like, oh, please, no. Do not release a third one.
You know we're going to watch it, though. Like, if it comes out, you know we're going to go see it.
You say that.
No, but it's going to happen.
We haven't even seen XXX State Return of Xander Cage.
There's about 17 movies I'd like to see before another National Treasure movie.
Name four of them.
XXX, Fate of the Furious, The Founder, the next Harry Potter movie when that comes out, the next Star Wars movie when that comes out.
Now he's just like saying perspective stuff. And technically it's not a Harry Potter film.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
What do we call them?
A Newt
Scamander.
Scalamander?
Scalamander. A Newt Scalamander film.
I think it's just Scamander.
Okay. Newt Scalamander. Anyway... so there's zero character development. There's also a lot of like,
every single character develops, but go on.
Okay. But just there's also
incremental
of...
inch like versions beyond who they are.
Okay. So there's like super minor minuscule character development. There's also some really shitty treatment of women in this movie.
And there's also only like one woman in this film.
Well, don't forget the woman who is in the like the meat station.
What is her name?
We don't know. They didn't tell us. They didn't. She didn't have
one. Right. Only one name.
And I don't want to dwell on this, but I'm just gonna say, for a movie that had so few women in it, it was not cool to treat all of them so poorly.
Yeah, like telling them to shut up.
Yeah.
And
I mean, and I'm just gonna say, like, this is a Disney movie. I'm pretty sure it was PG. Like. So kids were coming to this, and it's not cool for kids to see women treated like that.
Like, it's weird that she got a high role, and she is, like, presented to be as smart as she is.
Yes.
But she never...
Even
Riley Poole has a moment in which he's like, I know something you two don't.
Mm-hmm.
And never does Abigail Chase have that moment.
Is that true? I can't think of a thing that she knew that the other two didn't.
Yeah.
But there were times when she and Nick both knew something and they were like riffing off each other.
But it still doesn't sit well.
Yeah. There was when they were in Nick Urban Outfitters.
Repeatedly
they were talking about love.
And
that was the shot when they like showed their feet and how like it was a sign that her being on.
No, that's not the scene I'm talking about. After that, when they were at the cash register and they were talking about Ben Franklin and the clock. Like, her and Nick worked out together what they were supposed to do next.
Kind of.
They had a couple of those moments, but still, I'm just saying,
like for someone who...
It's worth noting in this movie, like, it could have just been a bad movie, but those parts of the movie really frustrated me, and I hate it when that happens, because I'm always down to watch a bad movie. Like, you guys know that. Like, I will watch bad movies
and have
a
great time.
There are good
bad movies, and there are bad movies.
Yeah.
And this was just a bad movie.
Yeah. This wasn't the best, as far as Nick Cage movies go, it wasn't really a Nick Cage movie.
Like, come on, Nick Cage.
Like, they
Cage?
Didn't really let him act. They didn't let him cage.
Oh, he had a couple moments.
Did he? What were they?
So
you gotta let Nicolas Cage out of the cage.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're both going for that. You beat me to it.
As soon as, like, you said, I was like, oh, there's something there. I need to go for it.
God, it was like the movie Racing for the Treasure. Who's going to get there first?
We had a drinking rule tonight where we had to take a shot when, during a scene in which we wish that Matthew McConaughey was the actor instead of Nick Cage.
I would say that our experience with Matthew earlier tonight was the inspiration for this.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. He just brought something different to the table, to our friendship.
Yeah, thank
like,
you, Matthew.
He has a way of like improvising friendship in a weird way. And
yeah.
I think we kind of played off that.
Honestly, you know, Dwayne, if you're listening, Matthew made it out here.
Yeah.
He took multiple flights, because he also flew to Kentucky to get the whiskey that we had tonight.
Very impressive.
And so
tasted, I guess, it worse.
He could have gotten a better whiskey.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
But I'm not here tonight to dwell on Matthew's shortcomings when Dwayne hasn't been here in months, and it hurts.
We'll see if we can get him out.
But anyway, what I was saying was there's a scene early on in the movie where they are out in the Arctic and they discover a ship and they're in the ship and they find a clue, but they have to interpret something on it.
Yeah.
And Nick Cage just has this line where he says, "Let me think." And then he just begins to ramble. And I thought to myself, like, this is great Nick Cage, because I'm pretty sure they didn't give him lines and he is just literally rambling right now, and they gave him like a general direction to go into.
But he says the most general stuff.
Yeah, and so
who's even better at rambling?
Simultaneously, I was like, although this is a great opportunity for Nick Cage, I wish that this was Matthew McConaughey.
Like in True Detective when he just talks.
Yeah.
He talks. Just has a way
he can do it.
Saying stuff in a weird way that like gets you to pay attention and to focus on him. Like, two things I've noticed about Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
One, he's a very attentive listener.
Yeah.
Like, he will make sure that while he is listening, he is also the center of your attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he has a way of doing that. And two, he can command a room like it's no one's business.
Yeah, that's true. When Matthew McConaughey talks,
you listen.
You listen. Yeah.
And so for that scene, Leanna, Matthew McConaughey would have been great.
Right?
For me, my scene was when Nicolas Cage is looking at the Declaration of Independence for the first time, and he's kind of laying out for everyone why it's so important that they take it before the bad guys do, and why it's so important for our nation.
Yeah.
And it was just this really serious speech that, like, I don't think Nick Cage can be serious for more than, like, three sentences.
Yeah.
And then you kind of tune him out. Like, he's really an action movie hero. He's not a dialogue.
Like, yeah.
Right. He's,
and there's a lot of that in this
film. There was
that,
a lot.
Just them talking.
Yeah. And that's Matthew McConaughey's strong suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is for sure.
And then
for me, that was the scene.
Mine was, all right, so they go to the Antarctic and they go into this ship. And it happens right before your scene, Leanna, but they find this pipe.
It's worth mentioning that all of our Matthew McConaughey scenes happen in rapid succession in the first,
pretty,
like,
early in the film.
Yeah,
the first, like, 15, 20 minutes of the film.
Yeah. Anyway. So he takes out a knife and presses it to his thumb and then runs the ink along the pipe itself, because then that turns into essentially a press that he puts against paper. And I was thinking back to our experience of watching The Wedding Planner and him having a hanger and, like,
yes,
the directors didn't give it to him for that scene.
Yeah.
But he just brought it along. Like, he felt that that was what the character would use in that moment.
That was
so I imagine that, like, Nicolas Cage either already has ink in his pocket or he has, like, some kind of candy or food or something that has ink and dye in it that you can press against it that will then create a press on a piece of paper. Like he wouldn't use, like, his own script, blood to do it.
Yeah. The script says Ben pricks thumb, but Matthew pulls ink out of his pocket and he puts it on the thing anyway, and the director's like, "You're supposed to cut your finger."
And then
Matthew's like, "But I had the ink in my pocket."
Yeah. Or it's like he specifically says to the other team members around in that scene, is that, "Well, normally I would prick my thumb, but I just happen to have this ink right here." And then he just, like, goes ahead and does
it. If you got the ink in your pocket, you don't stop it.
That is exactly what he would say.
Babe, I think you've been watching too many Matthew McConaughey videos. I'm worried. Like, a little worried.
Do you not like Andre McConaughey? I'm kind of digging this new
McConaughey.
McConaughey. Yep, that's.
I'm gonna go with no.
Wow,
that hurts.
There's something to this, though.
Yeah, I know, but
it's two of your favorite boys.
That's true. Matthew McConaughey was the background of my cell phone for a good bit.
And good I've been bit. The back. I'm the other boy who's been the background of your cell
that
phone for a
so
good bit.
That is so true. Yeah, you, my cat, and Matthew McConaughey have all been backgrounds.
Yeah.
It that's a solid
good,
three.
Right?
Yeah, it
that
sure
is
does.
A solid,
solid three.
Yeah. Yeah. We them boys.
So, I think that's kind of it about National Treasure.
Oh, no. I have one more question. Okay. No, it's a question. It's not really about the film. So throughout this movie, one of our other drinking rules was to drink every time a National Treasure is shown on screen.
Yeah.
And there was a good amount of debate about this. So technically tonight, Ben was deemed the drink police, meaning that he developed the drinking rules and also enforced them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. With the sheriff hat, it worked pretty well.
It worked really well. Yeah. But one thing, so one of the drinking rules was drink every time you see a National Treasure, but that's pretty vague.
It's also a great rule.
And so there were, it is a great rule, props to you. But there were a lot of questions about when a National Treasure was actually being pictured.
Or is this, is this actually a National Treasure?
Yeah, and so I think specifically Andre got really hung up on any time Treasure itself was pictured, and Ben was very skeptical that it was a national treasure and more an international treasure.
Key difference there.
Yeah, and I would point out things like the American flag and be like, is that a national treasure? To which Ben would be like, no, it's not.
They're all national treasures, Liana.
Yeah, I know. So here is my question for you both.
Yes.
Okay. What was the national treasure? If you had to pick one,
this film is positing.
The national treasure, what was it in this film?
Oh, man.
So I was just going to... Some things we discussed would include the friendship and love that the family shared in discovering the treasure in the running.
Right, okay. It was the father-son bond that we saw, that was a national treasure.
Like, they really hit on that more than the love shared between Abigail and Ben.
Yeah, they did. I mean, that bookended the whole movie. It started off with, like, grandpa and grandson, and then father comes in and dashes grandson's dreams. And then at the end of the movie, he accepts it, and he's happy, and it's like, I don't know, maybe family's the national treasure. I'm going with family.
Family's the national treasure? All right.
And I'm going to back that up because, I have my own national treasure, but I'm going to back up the fact that the father-son friendship was more important than the Abigail-Ben romance.
Sure.
Specifically because that romance was called a spoil by Riley himself. So I think the romance was more of like a prize and less treasured, which is gross and nasty. Anyway, right. I think if you're going to go with one of the relationships being a treasure, I think you pick the one that's more worthy of that.
Okay. I'm going to go with Nicolas Cage being the national treasure.
Mm.
Like, this isn't necessarily a film about the treasure he finds. It's just a film that allows him to show just how bad an actor he is.
Poor guy.
All right, Leah.
So disappointed.
What's yours?
My national treasure is going to be the pipe that they found in the very beginning of the movie.
Mm.
Because not only did they refer to it as treasure when they found it, but it also was the key to finding the entire, room full of treasure later on.
This is such a stupid film.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sitting here,
listening to you describe that. Yeah, that's real. We watched that happen.
If you think, I think the pipe is kind of a metaphor for family. It also bookends the thing. Like,
that's so true.
He gets the pipe at the beginning, and it's...
So how's that a metaphor for family, though?
I'm working through that as I speak.
As Nick Cage would say, I'm working on that.
It shows up at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
It's also at the end. The family relationships change at the beginning and end. Family is important.
Foolproof.
Family opens the door to better things.
Yep.
Metaphor for family.
We're there.
I'm sitting here, can't think of anything to counteract that argument. It's solid.
I feel good about
it. I have the best words.
Any other thoughts on... I got something else about National Treasure.
All right, let's dive into it? Yeah, go for it.
So, early on in this podcast series, we had a little segment we like to call Rotten Tomatoes Reviews.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to bring that back.
Okay.
So I have...
I think you had a name for that, didn't you?
Rotten Tomato Reviews.
Working title.
Okay, I thought sure. It was something like a bad pun, but it's fine. It's fine. Okay.
If there's a bad pun for this title, we should figure it out because yeah. I would love to have it.
Okay.
All right. So this first one from Josh Bell at Las Vegas Weekly. Like an episode of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego with explosions and car chases.
Wait, I'm sorry. When was the car chase? The food truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That scene think was 30 seconds long.
What do you no, think you rated it? No, it's
a little bit longer than that. Mm. 4 stars.
I mean, that seems it's like a pretty tomatoes, possible. Babe.
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty...
They don't do stars.
They do.
Well, they take whatever the publication uses and notes it underneath. So, like...
What did the publication use?
There's an original score. It's out of 5.
It's out of 5. 3.
2 out of 5.
Ooh.
Okay.
Based off that, like, short description, I would not like, all right, an episode of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Yep, on board. Add explosions and car chases? All it's sounds
not,
good to me.
It's not a Fast and Furious
So do you film. Think adding the explosions and car chases made it worse than Carmen Sandiego? Or, like, took it from 1 star to 2 stars?
If he's saying question. Where in the World is one... Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego is one
Where
star.
In the World is a national treasure?
Here's another one. Cage invests none of the edge, passion, or heart we've come to expect from him in the part. Bean has no decent villainous moments, and the rest of the cast, save for Voight, is forgettable and generic.
I agree 100%. We touched on that, how it was not a very Nick Cagey Cage movie.
All right, here's another one. All right, I'm going to actually read 2 of these because they're actually okay. from different publications, but they're the same writer.
Okay.
When the effects seem more real than the characters, the quest, and especially the jokes, even an overstuffed movie like this one just feels empty. Original score, C. Next publication, same author.
What is the... Oh, sorry, I'm interrupting. Go
yeah.
ahead.
Historical Adventure is a fun romp for tweens and up. 2 out of 5.
Tweens and up, but no younger.
I like how that sounds very possible. Like, Historical Adventure is a fun romp for tweens and up. But then she goes and gives it a 2 out of 5.
Yeah. That doesn't check out.
For tweens.
Oh, man.
What is the overall Rotten Tomatoes
44.
Score in this?
Oh, 44.
Wow.
So bad on so many levels.
I like this one. This sounded like it was written by a 10th grader, which is like, I could see that if you're like, imagine 10th grade report, like include a historical event that happened in chapter 10 in your story. And like, this is what the 10th grader came
up
with.
Yeah, that's true. I could see that.
Yeah.
I like this one. A big overblown wazoo of absurdity.
A what of absurdity? A wabzoo?
A wazoo of absurdity.
I didn't know is a wazoo a unit of measurement?
Yes.
How big is a wazoo?
A lake and a half.
A lake and a half. Wow. That is a lot of absurdity.
it's a wazoo of absurdity.
Yeah,
if
wow.
being honest.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I just saw the beginning of this one.
Ooh.
I'll just read the first sentence. Not really... A Christmas film in content, but it's fun for the whole family, gives somewhat of a festive feel to it.
Wait, can we work with that for a minute? Like, what would this movie be like if it was a Christmas film?
Wait, yeah. Why are they, like, here's another one, a mild holiday caper for the wettest of afternoons.
Did we miss something? Was this a holiday movie?
I don't even... there must have been some holiday in this film. But also I want to talk about the wettest
of afternoons.
Of afternoons.
Well, it's a Splatoon or what? What's that?
A wazoo.
A wazoo. Sorry, that's the lake-sized unit of measurement. Yeah.
Oh, so you think that they're referencing back to that? Like, it's a wet afternoon because it's a wazoo is absurdity?
Yeah.
Which that's is a level a lake and a half. Of connectedness between two critics. that I am surprised.
You guys, I gotta be honest with you. I made up the fact that it was a lake and a half, so I don't think
this everyone was aware of that.
No, guys, can we please talk about, like, what...
Yes, sorry.
What makes this a holiday film? So, okay, maybe...
Family.
No, I'm gonna go back to the beginning. Maybe we misunderstood the fact that the boy that found the book in the attic,
mm-hmm.
that it was actually part of an elaborate Christmas scavenger hunt. Like, I don't know if you guys ever did this with your parents, but, like, my parents loved to make me solve riddles to find, like, the big present at Christmas.
That was just you. Go on. Go on.
Cannot relate. We did that for Easter.
But... I think they did it for Easter, but I think they could tell that I loved it so much that they should do it more often, so they started doing it for Christmas, and I specifically remember telling them that, like, I loved it when they did that. Anyway.
Do you have any, like, specific memories of clues or anything like that?
I don't remember the clues, but I do remember finding a karaoke machine in my dad's trailer one Christmas. And it was very exciting.
Was that your present?
Yeah.
I'm imagining this whole other thing where it's like, sorry, honey, that isn't your present. And then, like, your parents have to go on and explain why they have a karaoke machine in their trailer.
Oh, no, that was for me. 100% for me. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so the boy was doing the same thing that I did for Christmas when I was his age and older. And, his grandfather actually wanted him to have the book that was like a Christmas present for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that was what kind of kicked it off. Uh-huh. And so we open again in the snow, which is supposed to signify like the North Pole, and that maybe Nick Cage is actually Santa.
Yeah. I actually think you're right about that.
ABC.
Well, no, I think you're close. We all know that St. Nicholas was...
Leanna pulled this straight out of National Treasure.
His name is St. Nick and he's Nicholas Cage. I think it's like one to one.
Ben.
Well, no, we all know that St. Nicholas was one of the founding fathers of the Freemasons. And this, I think, was his treasure hidden originally at the North Pole, right?
Mm.
But he moved it. Or the Freemasons moved Nicholas's treasure, the national treasure, whatever you want to call it. So the film starts off at the North Pole. They're looking for St. Nick's treasure, and they kind of follow it. And the end of the movie, they come across, you know, like where St. Nick's treasure is that he gives all the good boys and girls.
Do you think that he... I know they go into, like, the fact that this treasure is historical and comes from, like, ancient Egypt and ancient Rome and whatever. But, like, do you think that actually... the original St. Nick, because we know that St. Nicholas is replaced year over year by people who kill him. We know that from the Santa Claus, of course, mm-hmm. because Tim Allen kills him and he becomes St. Nick.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that maybe it's actually the treasure is you know, partially funded by history, but also by St. Nick just stealing valuables from people's homes when he goes to deliver the gifts. That's like the...
So you're saying Santa's a little bit of a crook.
I'm saying the Santa, like, you know, no one works for free. So I think the Santa's like, you know, he's like coming in, he's dropping out the gifts.
Yeah.
And then he sees something sparkling on the mantle and he's like, well, I'm just, you know, I'm going to take this for my trouble. And he takes it and he adds it to the stash.
It's a little trade.
Yeah.
Just going to leave something.
Leave take a penny. Leave. take a penny, leave a penny.
All right. A few more questions. If a wazoo is a lake, what is a hooey? Bob Townsend of Atlanta Journal-Constitution said, it fakes high concept, but turns into a lot of hooey.
Oh, I know what hooey is.
Yes.
Baloney.
Oh.
Okay. So hooey is baloney.
Baloney.
I've got another one.
Baloney.
This comes from Jeff Strickler. The lighthearted and rocket-paced adventure doesn't have a shred of plausibility, and it does pretend to... And it doesn't pretend to, but it has oodles of fun. What is an oodle?
An oodle is a very large bowl full of spaghetti.
Okay. That's a good one.
I think that's about right.
All right.
I don't know if you've heard this expression before, but oodles of noodles is a thing.
I've
I mean, it sounds familiar. They rhyme. So,
yeah. So, works out like, what that's describing is, like, a very large bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah. That
spaghetti oodles.
Checks out in checks my book. Out. All right. Yeah. I think that wraps it up for Rotten Tomatoes reviews.
Yeah, I think so.
Any other thoughts?
No. I think I'm good. I think we've covered the movie.
Yeah. National Treasure, not great.
I wish I'd known more about the fact that it was a holiday special before we watched it, just so that, you know, I could have looked for more clues and insights into Nick Cage's role as Saint Nicholas.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's okay. Fair.
Well, Saint Nicholas Cage.
Saint Nicholas Cage.
Well, I wish I hadn't chosen National Treasure. But
was it worth the shot?
No. It wasn't.
Okay. I mean, what else would we have watched, though? Like, the options on
Stomp the Yard.
I don't know if that was Stomp the Yard, Ben. I still don't know. I think that might have been, like, a knockoff foreign
You could have stayed in the Magic Mike loop.
Yeah, I probably should have.
That's true. The Magic loop would have been good.
But I cannot wait until we watch Magic Mike XXL and do all Very Phallic.
And can we all agree that, like, at some point we have to watch Now You See Me?
Yes. Yes.
I want to watch it.
I don't know.
I'm not sure we'll do it for a post, though. Like, it doesn't feel post.
Tonight would have been the perfect time to do it. Because yes. I don't. yeah.
Yes. That's it okay, does though. Not feel post worthy.
No, but we'll get there one day, you guys.
I want to watch the trailer for it. I think we should end this so we should watch the trailer.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Right. So, this has been another episode of Munch Podcast. We just watched National Treasure for our third episode of iTunes Roulette. You can view our content on getmunchedup.com. We most recently posted our review and information for
Triple X.
Nope, not Triple X. Why am I blanking on this?
I don't know what are you talking about.
We've watched one since Triple X.
We just watched it.
We did it last weekend. We just did a whole thing.
Oh, Memento.
Posted it yet, though.
By the time this comes out, we will.
Sorry.
We ruined this guy's understanding and knowing
when of timeliness. I couldn't remember that we watched Memento, so it's actually very endearing and great.
That was purposeful. No, I'm kidding. I wish that was purposeful. But look us up on Twitter. I'm trying to interact a little bit more on Twitter so that you get a regular feed of stuff. And on Twitter, we are at Get Munched Up.
It's good stuff. There's a great selfie of you up there right now.
There is a great selfie. And I've also been, trying to, comment on, when certain food brands say stuff and things like that.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, I appreciate it. I follow our Twitter account.
Nice. Nice. I'm glad someone does.
I go on
does.
Twitter almost weekly.
You go on Twitter when I tag you and shit. And I'm
you posted an update today about your usability test. That's Andre's thoughts on his usability test.
That was my tweet.
Instagram, we are Get Munched Up. Please send us an email at getmunchedup@gmail.com. We would love to answer your questions or any comments or thoughts you have. But really, we would love to answer your questions.
And really, we would love a review of this podcast.
Yes. So on iTunes or wherever you can review our podcast, please leave a review. It helps us. It will also help us in the future as other people look at how many people are talking about us, things like that. So please leave a review. And with that, if there, of all the national treasures that our nation holds, if there was one thing you think is a key for a larger puzzle, what is that treasure or item?
I'm going to say that I think if you were to scale Mount Rushmore and drop below one of the noses of the presidents up there, you would see a small tunnel that you could then climb inside.
That's a good one.
And then the adventure would
begin.
There's
a bat cave in there or something?
Yeah, that's where Batman lives. And so then you'd realize that Batman actually had an integral part in the formation of our nation. And he also has a similar setup to Santa Claus, where when Batman dies, the person who kills him actually becomes him. And so then you'd learn more about the history of Batman in context of the history of our nation. And it would be like a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right. So nose of Mount Rushmore, Andre.
Well, I couldn't help but notice that the National Treasure dwelled a lot on the Washington Monument without ever showing any clues there. But it almost feels there. like it could be used as like a sundial in some way.
Ooh.
Like,
I can see that.
That at some certain time, and I don't know the time, but at a specific time of day. You
have to take daylight savings into consideration also.
It wasn't invented until Benjamin Franklin came up with the idea.
Well.
Learned that tonight.
More or less.
At a certain time of day, I bet the shadow of the National Monument, the Washington Monument, points to the next clue.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
All right.
I don't know what time it is. I'd have to watch that shadow.
For days.
For days.
Hours. Years.
Yeah.
Probably a full year so that you would get the full spectrum of, like, the sunrise and the sunset.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then plot all the points over the course of the entire of the day. And then yeah. It's going to be one of those.
It's going to be a lot of work. Good luck. Fun.
Get to work.
Good luck. Make it work. I'll miss you while you're doing that.
It'd be easier if I knew what the next clue was. But
had some guess.
He's doing St. Nick's work, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the best.
It probably has something to do with the North Pole. So you can probably start, you know, from there.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm going to say probably the Golden Gate Bridge.
Ooh. Hey,
we all know that bridge ain't golden, so they're hiding something. And that's been Munch.
Yeah.
Have a good day.